I don't know a lot about dogs, but what I do know, and I've learned from experience, and you did not want to listen to me, is that dog therapists are a scam. I'm telling you, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, it's been a trying time in my house right now. I don't know what happened here. Like, so one of my dogs is 5, and the other dog is 4 at this point right now. We've never had any trouble whatsoever until recently. All of a sudden, in the last couple months, one of the dogs has taken to marking all over the place, and another one of the dogs is getting aggressive. His brother is getting aggressive with him. Baxter is getting aggressive. Barkley is losing confidence. So we've brought in some dog whisperers.
Which I told you not to do.
Well, we don't know what to do. I mean, we've probably enabled this bad behavior and created it ourselves. So we brought in, you know, like a superstar dog, you know, whisperer or whatever. And I should have known immediately from the neighbor, like he's located in and so forth. Like, you know, it was going to be pricey. All right. Mm-hmm. Gentleman comes in. He's a very nice gentleman. He's a third generation dog whisperer trainer here.
That's on his resume.
Right. Yeah. He's I don't know what his background is. It's storied. I believe his father was in the jungle hanging out with snakes and elephants and that type of stuff.
Makes sense.
He's got a very, very heavy accent, but he's brilliant. I mean, he's just one of these people that comes in and they start talking. And at first, you're trying to decipher what he's saying. And then you realize, like, all the shortcomings in the communication. It's not him. It's you.
Oh.
Because he clearly has a way with the animals.
Dr. Doolittle.
He came in and my dogs just laid down. They don't do that, man.
Oh.
All right? One of them just laid down for 45 minutes while he spoke. And then he looked at him when he started talking about him like, oh, Dad, get this guy out of here. He's a quack.
Yeah. And go ahead. What happened?
Well, first off, he doesn't believe that he can fix my dog's problems in a minute. He believes that he can fix the fact that the dog is marking. He believes that he can fix the fact that the dog is barking at people when he comes to the door real quick. But for my dog to regain the confidence to get groomed, you know, without any problems and you know, be friendly with everybody, the big problem,
right?
It's going to take at least a minimum of 10 sessions and probably more like 3.5 months. I believe the first month he said, like, what he really needs to concentrate on is just letting the dog know that they're now friends.
Okay, and how much does he want to charge you to make your dogs be friends? Say it.
$1,300 minimum, $3,700 possible.
Are you kidding me?
$3,700. So your dogs can play nice.
$100. No, so that Barkley can regain his confidence and feel good about himself.
Good. Self-help.
So that they can play well.
Dog therapist.
And that he will not eat anybody while they're grooming or anything like that.
Raven, here's the thing. You are blinded. You are blinded by this. Don't you remember when I went through this? I went to the Yale. My dog is a special needs dog. She is highly, highly fearful, right?
Right.
And here's the thing. I went to every dog therapist there was because I was a newbie. I had never had a pet before, and I was going to do everything to help my puppy. And how much did I spend? Thousands of dollars. My husband reminds me hourly how much I spent on that dog.
You just got a random text message.
Yeah. Now, did it work? Did it work? Did it make the difference?
I told you, no. All these different people have all these different ideas, but you know what? No one can actually talk to dogs because they don't speak English.
I mean, this guy was so convincing that I was literally ready to move him into the guest room, and I think that would have been cheaper.
Yep.
Like, if he was coming from another country and I hired him to be a nanny or au pair, I'd be making out on this deal. At this rate, like, I mean, how am I going to handle it?
$3,700. You're going to do it or not? Say no. Listen to me.
I'm really worried about my dog.
Just give me $3,700.
If my kid was having a problem, I would immediately take. I wouldn't hesitate, right? You would not hesitate.
When
right?
I told you that I brought Lila to the therapist, the Yale therapist, and I spent $860 in one session, you laughed in my face as if I was a psychopath, right?
Yeah.
You laughed in my face.
Right.
And now you want to spend $3,700 so your dog builds confidence. Listen to yourself. Please take my advice this time.
I want him to feel good about himself.
Good. Give him a high five.